Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The city is bustling with police cars.
Oh, you can hear that. Nice.
Yeah. Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 4, mixed number
16.
Welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. Welcome back. We're back.
Hello, everyone. I am you know what? I have this like urge and, you know, brain itchy feeling that I feel like we need some sort of music at the start of our, you know, podcast. Like
yeah,
somebody
let's just hire a producer.
Yeah. No, if we have like a Lecce fan that makes like jingles and stuff, that would be great. Like, hello, hello show.
How much would it cost? Let us know how much it would cost us
to our take budget,
audio vocal right there as a sample. And then just
our budget is free.
X deal, X deal, X deal.
If we could go like 0.00 pesos.
Yeah, X deal and shout out. That's our budget.
Shout out, yeah.
Shout out to you.
But basically, yeah. New vocals. So, right. You know, we got to work with that. We got to Oh, gosh. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the podcast. That's JC.
And that's Rika G all the way in the UK, man. We are talking about everything and anything under the sun. That's why it's called the Halala Show. Filipino podcast, just in case you stumbled upon this and you're not from the Philippines, you can still listen to it. We mostly speak English.
I know. And, you know, you could like, there's Google Translate.
Yeah. Yeah, putang ina, look that up.
It means hello, my friend.
But we also have a little bit of structure behind it. We have our we start off with Where You Been, where we talk about our lives, and we've been absent for almost 2 weeks now, so a little bit to catch up on. And then we have our TTs, our trending topics, and today's trending topics. We're covering one of the big kind of viral news thingies that went up last week, the James Reid and Issa Pressman relationship reveal. I mean, did they really officially say they're in a relationship? What's that? They showed that they went to the Harry Styles concert together, and then they posted a photo on Instagram, and then there was a bunch of backlash. So we'll talk about that. And then we have our other TT, which Rika found. What's that about?
Yeah, so I saw a post from your millennial psychologist on Facebook talking about that, what do you call this? That scene on Showtime where Vice Ganda is interviewing a kid that says that she doesn't say I love you to his father because she saw her father like talking with another person on his cell phone. So basically, insinuating that the father is cheating. Right. So hindi daw siya naga I love you. So it was talked about online, you know, saying that, oh, we shouldn't force kids to say I love you to their parents if they don't really love them. So it's a whole conversation. And I think it's really interesting. So we can talk about that.
Cool. And then we're going to wrap it up with Odd Diba. And today's Odd Diba is a picture that made the rounds online that fooled a lot of people. It was generated by artificial intelligence, which I feel like is taking over the world, by the way. It's crazy what's going to happen in the next, maybe I'd say 5 years. But it's about Pope Francis, and he's wearing a big-ass puffer jacket that is very unlike something that the Pope would wear.
Unpopely.
Unholy. No, not unholy. And we'll talk about why that went viral and maybe just the implications of AI-generated voice and video and pictures and everything. We'll discuss that a little bit. But we'll start off the podcast, as we always do, with Where You Been. And I forgot who started last week. I believe it was you.
Yeah, so you
I'll start. Yeah, mine's pretty. I mean, I know I've been absent for 2 weeks, but I haven't really been doing much except for watching stuff at home. I'm a year late to this, but I finally watched the show Peacemaker, which is a spinoff of the character Peacemaker from the movie The Suicide Squad. And that show is so fucking funny and so good and so full of action. and good acting by John Cena. You like John Cena, right? Do you like John Cena?
Yeah, I like John Cena. Dude, John Cena. I had a picture of him in my wallet for like 4 years.
He's so good. He's so good in this show. But Peacemaker basically just follows the events of the character after the events of the Suicide Squad. So if you've seen the Suicide Squad and you haven't seen Peacemaker, I highly recommend it. But if you haven't seen the Suicide Squad, it's a good movie. Not the Will Smith one. Although I did enjoy the Will Smith one. But
yeah, I did enjoy that too.
Right. It was entertaining. It wasn't very good, but it was entertaining. I think Will Smith and what's her name? Harley Quinn kind of carried that movie. But the sequel is kind of follows up on that. And that one has a sexy guy. What's his name? Idris Elba. Idris Elba's in it. Sexy guy. They had John Cena and a bunch of other like super villains. The story is they're villains who are in jail, and to get time off their sentence, they're contracted by the government or the lady. See, what's her name? How to Get Away with Murder. Viola Davis.
I was thinking Olivia Pope. Olivia Pope.
So Viola Davis, she plays Amanda Waller, and then she kind of sends them on a mission. But yeah, Peacemaker, really great show. And speaking of shows, I started, and I know you haven't watched it yet, but I think I talked about it before, Ted Lasso. I think I'm watching that currently. I finished the other show I recommended last time called Shrinking. The season is done. Great show. Harrison Ford, Jason Segel. And last night, Paeng and I, we went to go watch a movie in the theaters called Simulant. It's not out in the U.S. yet. I don't know why it's out here in theaters. It stars the guy from Avatar, the main guy from Avatar, and then Simu Liu. Simu Liu?
I think it's Shimu.
Shimu Liu. That movie was not that good.
Really?
The concept was so cool. It's kind of like a mix between iRobot. Have you ever seen iRobot? Speaking of Will Smith.
I've seen like an episode.
No, the movie, iRobot.
What was I thinking?
Maybe Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. Okay, sorry.
But it has a mix of Mr. Robot too, I guess. iRobot. It had a good concept. It just didn't execute it that well. So I would not recommend that movie. But I lost my train of thought. Like, I was going to go off that movie into what else. Oh, last. So after that movie, Bang and I went to have dinner, and we were just talking about movies as we always do. And I realized that I really enjoy movies where there's like really great dialogue, even if there's not a lot of action.
Yeah.
And there's this movie on Reddit that I always... there's this movie that is always discussed on Reddit. It's a black and white movie. And I fucking hate watching like really old movies because usually they're slow and they didn't age well and whatnot. But it's called 12 Angry Men. And it's always highly praised on Reddit. And it's about a jury, like a jury of 12 guys. And then they're sent into the whole movie set in the jury deliberation room. And they're basically discussing.
You mean the court? Or
the
no,
court, but it's like in behind. The court, but like, yeah, after the, you know, they hear all the details of the case, which they don't show in the movie, but like the movie all takes place after like the whatever happens in the courts. And they're just in that room, 12 guys, and they're all discussing if the guy on trial is guilty or not.
Right.
And they need to have a unanimous decision. And if they all vote guilty, then he has to go sentenced to death. And if not, then he gets set free. And the whole movie, it's just like an hour and 40 minutes. It's just them talking about, like, is he guilty? Is there enough proof? Is the proof valid? Blah, blah, blah. It's really good, man. I was really, even though it's black and white and whatnot, I think it just the dialogue is aged really well. Mm. And it makes you kind of, I swear, like, it's a really good movie. I really like it. I was so surprised because rarely do I like older films just because of the pacing. But I would highly recommend 12 Angry Men. And because of that, I also started looking for movies where it's mostly dialogue based. And so earlier today, I was rewatching it's called the Before trilogy. So I don't know if you've ever seen Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight. So I'm kind of rewatching that because it's just two people talking for like the whole movie. And I'm enjoying my rewatch, although I've never seen Before Midnight, which is the third one in that trilogy. So I'm kind of building up to it. So, and I hear it's really good. So yeah, that's pretty much what I did this week, friend. Just watch a lot of movies. I highly recommend Peacemaker though. Like that show was really, really good and really funny. And it's really vulgar and it's rated R. Like there's a lot of cursing and a lot of violence, but it's a really good show. And I think that's it, man. Finn, what did you do this week, these past 2 weeks?
Past 2 weeks. Okay, this week was not that interesting because I was just in class and I'm just racking my brain for, you know, ideas for podcasts and shows and whatever. So it was just all, you know, going to class and to school. But last week was very interesting because some friends and Ryan's brother and family, they went to Bristol and we went around Bristol, like had a mini tour. So it was really cool. If you guys don't know, I am staying here in Bristol. I'm not going to give you my address, but I am going to give you my phone number. Just kidding. But yeah, so here in Bristol, it's pretty cool because it's a city and, you know, everything is just close to each other. So basically, we rented an Airbnb, which, by the way, okay, here's the thing. It wasn't the nicest B&B, but it was, you know, just for one night, I think it was okay. But it felt a little bit creepy because... Why? Okay, so when you see the house, it's a three-story house, like a three floors. And then you'd think that it's just like a normal house, right? But no, when you go in, there's like they made it like an apartment style. So pagpasok mo, there's a door on the right, like a unit on the right, and then you go on the second floor, there's another unit with a door, and then you go on the third floor, that's where our unit was. So you could see that everything is just like put on. You know what I mean? Like it's just put on. Like it's just like, installed. It wasn't built in.
It wasn't built that way. Okay.
Yeah. So everything is just like installed and like dinikit lang and stuff like that. So
yeah.
At first, me being paranoid, I was a little bit worried with the locks and if there were hidden cameras anywhere. And then, you know, we were inspecting the bed, which had a stain. So I had to
What kind of stain?
I know. It's like a white stain.
Oh, shit. Am I Zuan Rocks?
Look. Smells- I was convincing myself that it was milk. I don't want to think about it because...
At least it wasn't a blood stain. Like, I'd be more concerned if it was a blood
stain. I know, if it was a blood stain. But I was concerned because... You know, I was going to sleep on there. So what I did was I took the towel, which was clean, and then I laid it on the bed. So I was like, nice. This is where I'm going to sleep. I can't believe it. Yeah. And then opened the drawer. There's a condom, but it's not open. Don't worry.
Maybe it's their version of... Wala naman sogo dyan, diba? Do they have motels there?
I don't think so. So maybe. So
that's probably like a bang B&B.
No, B&B lang.
No, B&B lang, bang and breakfast.
But yeah, it was, you know what I mean? Like, yung doors, when you open it, you know how when you turn the doorknob, there's like a thing na parang, para malock siya. What do you call that? Yung para lang siyang thing na lumalabas. No. It's like when you turn the doorknob, pumapasok yung thing na yun. Tas when you turn it again... lumalabas siya para lang ma-hook siya dun sa door.
Oh, it's frame. Like attached to the doorknob?
Yeah, so
okay.
Doon wala. So it's like you could like open the door. Like anybody can just open the door. So I'm thinking maybe it's for security, for safety, so everybody, you know, like anybody can just go in if like let's say you harmed yourself or whatever.
Right.
So but it was a little sketch, even the bathroom, it didn't have a lock or whatever. And then, but I guess for one night, it was okay. I couldn't sleep at first because, you know, I could hear like creaks and people, you know, walking and shit like that. But then I got too sleepy. So, buti naman, pagkagising namin, we were all okay. And we had to like leave right away.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, it was just like a one night thing. And then it was really fun because we went around Bristol. We went around places that... Actually, I have never been before. We went to a place called Clifton. So if you search it, it's like a really nice like village here in Bristol, and they have small stores. They have like specialty like boutiques and stuff like that. It was really nice. And then we also visited the Clifton Suspension Bridge, which is, if you look at it, I could probably describe it as like the Golden Gate Bridge, but smaller.
Clifton Extension Bridge?
Suspension
Bridge. Yeah. Looking it up right now.
What do you think? Nice. Yeah. It's nice.
Google image just makes it look nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. There's like a view
from the sky though. Is it nice from the floor? Like the ground level?
We were on the viewing deck. So it was really nice. But then again, all you could do there is just, you know, take photos and stuff.
Pictures, right?
Yeah, take photos and pictures. So that was really nice. Actually, the night before we went to the Clifton Suspension Bridge. That night after mm-hmm. we went to the Clifton Suspension Bridge, we went out drinking. We had fish and chips. And we just had, you know, we went pub hopping, like bar hopping, basically.
Pub hopping.
I know, right? Dang. But then again, it is very expensive, so I don't recommend it. As in, like, sometimes it's like, it's not even worth it. Like, what I would do is maybe I would get like a couple of drinks there, and then I would go to the convenience store and get a can, like, gin and tonic for
it. Can you drink in public there? Is there a rule?
Yeah, you can. You can drink on the bus. You can drink anywhere. Yeah, so, we went to a place called Kong's, and I think it's from, like, King Kong, I guess. But it's a bar that has old video
gorillas?
Games.
Oh, okay.
So that'd it had cool. video games.
Imagine they're gorillas there. So they have, like, what do you call
it? Yeah, they have like Pac-Man, they have Tekken, they have everything. It was really nice.
What do you call it? Vintage those cabinets.
Yeah.
Gaming
like
cabinets.
Vintage games.
Yeah.
And then it was really fun because they also had like a ping pong table, but we had to reserve a slot. And then there was this group of like very drunk people who didn't sign up for a slot, and then they just played a game. So we had to wait for them, and we didn't want to be rude and like, you know, have a fight there and about, hey guys, you know, it's our time, you know, you're whatever.
No, you say, so hey, just, mates.
I know, we just waited patiently. And then the guy, like the manager asked us if we already played, and we were like, no, we're waiting for them. They didn't sign up, blah, blah, blah. And the guy had to swat them away, basically.
Damn, you snitched on them?
You're a snitch. No, but the manager asked us. The manager asked us. But here's the thing. They still got like offended a little bit. They're like, oh, these guys are serious. You guys want to... Parang sinasabi nila na, you guys want us to...
Play for the table?
No, it's more like, keep score. Yeah, that's what they said. Like, you guys want us to keep score? You guys seem serious. Blah, blah, blah. E kami parang, we literally did not even acknowledge them. We're like, whatever. And we had so much fun. So I was with Ryan, Ryan's brother, and Ryan's brother's fiance. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. See, what not to get? That was pretty easy.
I'm a pretty smart guy, man.
And deko ako kasi yon, hindi ko siya magigets. Maybe be like, you added more, like Ryan's brother's
fiance's
cousins.
Sister and neighbor.
Twice removed.
But yeah, so it was really fun. It was so much fun. Like, first time na medyo napawisan ako ng onte. Speaking of, I went to my very first hot yoga class here. So, I went to hot yoga last Monday. And ito talaga yung pinaka-pinaka first time na napawisan ako ng sobra sa UK. Kasi the whole time, it's just cold.
Right.
And I haven't been sweating anything. So... I went to hot yoga, and literally it was a pool of sweat, and I'm like, this is amazing, to the point that parang
I love sweating like doing sports or whatever.
I know, sometimes it doesn't feel real, like feeling ko hindi ako nag workout if I didn't sweat.
Yes, I completely agree.
Right?
Like, I love the feeling of working out or like some sort of like exercise, and in sweating you feel sexy, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love like the sweat glistening down my fucking skin.
Thighs.
It's awesome. Yeah, thighs. I was thinking more of my bicep, but the thighs are, that's a good one.
It could be. It could be. Disgusting. Could be. You could smell it. Ew. Yeah. But yeah, it was really nice. And I had to like, and I was thinking, you know what? I don't have to take my shirt off. It's fine. I'm used to, you know, heat. But dude, it was like balls, ass, sweat, dude. You cannot not take off your shirt. Like everybody was almost naked.
Hell yeah.
No, but it was really fun. And it took me back to the Philippines.
Dude, sobrang init dito. I don't know if you've heard, right?
I have seen.
It was so fucking hot this last week.
Dude.
It's crazy. Everyone was posting a meme about it. It was so hot, dude. Literally so hot.
Because you know what? If you think about it, like around Holy Week, it gets really hot.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it that before, when I used to live with my parents, we used to go visita iglesia every Holy Week, which is going around churches, right? Around the city or everywhere. And then we would go like under the heat and it would be so freaking hot. And there was this one time we went to this, I don't remember where it is. I think it was in Quezon, where you have to go up the stairs to go see the big Jesus there.
Oh, I don't, in, it's in Palawan, right?
No. Here in Quezon.
Oh, I remember in Corona, we had to walk up fucking so many stairs. They couldn't invent an elevator or fucking a tram system.
Yeah, here it's in Lucban, Kamay ni Jesus Healing Church. And a lot of people go there for Holy Week. And you would have to go up the stairs. To be fair, if you look at it from this photo on Google, it doesn't seem like it's a lot. But when it is 34 degrees Celsius, you cannot. That's something that
it was 35 last week or a couple days ago.
Dude, 35 that degrees, is just man. Not okay. Yeah, so there we go. So I went to hot yoga and we met up with this producer, like BBC producer / podcaster. Her name is Kate, and she has a podcast called Write Up My Podcast. I truly recommend it because they have such an interesting, you know, conversation about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's Write Up My Podcast, like R-I-G-H-T. Okay. And then they have interviews with people, experts, anybody. And then we had a conversation about how they decided to do this podcast and how they edit stuff and stuff like that. So it was such a good learning experience and learning conversation.
What is that?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
No, I mean, okay, here's the thing.
I'm just kidding.
As you know, as a podcaster myself, it was really interesting to kind of see how they process their own stuff and how they do like production meetings and everything. And what they do is they like what I suggested actually was from them that they would record separately on their own computers and then they would just like sync it up so that whenever there was a time that they talk over each other, they can just separate those two clips and they can have it like it's a normal conversation.
Right.
Yeah. So it was such a nice like learning experience. So I'm super thankful for Kate. And I truly, truly recommend Write Up My Podcast. If you guys listen to it, it's really nice. They interview a lot of people and they have like very interactive segments there.
Speaking of interactive, you know, Spotify has a feature, right? Where if you listen to some podcasts, there's like a Q&A prompt there. So I kind of have been working on figuring that out. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, there should be something there, like yung mga pop-up na polls and shit that they have on YouTube or on Facebook videos and stuff. I think Spotify has that now. And I've been kind of playing around with ours. Halala
show. Oh, damn. And okay, cool.
There must be some sort of prompt right now. I think it's a generic prompt. But in the future, you and I, we could kind of discuss what we could put on there.
Yeah.
Maybe like a poll or something.
Like feet pics?
Yeah. Do you like feet pics? Q&A, yes and no. And then just look out for it. Oh, right here. See, so for example, for the last episode, there's a poll here We have 9 votes.
Oh my gosh.
I put a random question. It wasn't even, I said, should babies be allowed at weddings? Yes or no? And the results are
controversial.
No, 70% say no. There we go. So there we go. So we'll add more poll questions and stuff.
Yeah.
Most likely related to the TTs that we talk about in the future. So look out for that if you're on Spotify, okay?
Yes.
Give us 5 stars while you're there.
And I am going to end my where you been there because I can just talk about anything. So I'm just going to end it. Finn.
All right. Well, pal, let's talk about, let's start with yours, the Vice Gundam thing. Let's talk about it. It's on Showtime.
Yes.
And
so it was
on just recently, right?
Yes. It's on Showtime. And I believe that this is a segment called Isip Bata, where they interview kids. And this time, Vice Ganda interviewed Princess Catherine Kulot Kaponpon on its Showtime. And then here's the thing. Wait, I lost the link.
What a name, huh? Just, Princess?
I know.
Kulot is part of her real name? Or do you think that's
no, Kulot is like the nickname.
Nickname. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
So that'd be a cool name, post. Huh? I know. Mm. This is a post from Your Millennial Psychologist. So basically, the whole thing is about Kulot not saying I love you to her dad. Why do I keep messing up like his and her? Anyway.
You're going to get canceled for that. Uh-oh.
I know. It's just, no, you know what? It's been, can I just say, like, this is a tangent, but it's been a problem ever since I was a kid. I, like, walang, like, hindi masyado nagko-connect for me yung his and her.
Right.
In my head.
Yeah, just
whenever
listen to the
I,
old mixes, man.
Yeah,
you do it all the time.
I do it all the time. And
all
it's
the
been,
time.
Dude, it's been a problem, but I don't do it on purpose, okay?
Right,
so anyway,
right.
So Kulot says that she doesn't say I love you to her dad. This is so hard.
Okay.
This is so hard.
Don't worry, you're not going to get canceled, bro.
I know.
Canceled on this one.
And then basically they just had an on-air conversation about it, like Vice Ganda asking like, why don't you say I love you and stuff like that. And then basically Your Millennial Psychologist is saying that all feelings are valid. And he or she says in this post, all feelings are valid. All emotions require processing. Mahirap magsabi ng mahal kita kung hindi naman din na demonstrate sa kanya ang trust. So basically, Kulot saw her father's phone and her father was talking to somebody else. Like basically saying na parang, you know, like may ka-text siya.
Right.
So it could be cheating or, you know, parang it's more like it could be from a kid's perspective na parang bakit ka may ibang ka-text? You know what I mean?
Mm.
And people are saying that, you know, kids understand a lot of things that maybe adults are like, oh, you know, hindi nila maintindihan yan, like downplaying the kids' understanding of the world. But people are saying that, no, kids understand a lot of things and they absorb a lot of things. So this was this whole conversation. And then Your Millennial Psychologist on their Facebook page continues to say, kaya tandaan sa pag-cheat sa isang relasyon, hindi lang isang taong sinasaktan natin. Pwedeng anak mo kung may anak ka at may epekto yan sa bata. So basically, they're saying that, you know, kids can absorb these things. But at the same time, this post is also saying that maybe we don't force these things upon children to say, I love you right away. And it's the same with, I remember seeing that conversation on Twitter. Kind of like talking to parents saying that, oh, you have to talk to your kids that if they don't want to do something, you have to tell them that they can actually say no, especially when it comes to like family gatherings, to family members. If they don't want to hug that uncle or they don't want to hug that aunt, don't make them, don't force them. And if they don't want to, you know, perform in front of the whole family, don't force them and stuff like that. You see that a lot in Filipino culture.
It extends to, I think, also just like the... So, for example, I know a lot of people here that don't agree with something that their parents say or do, but there's that whole respect, yung respeto aspect.
Yeah, respeto.
And they're like, they were raised like... No matter what, you have to respect. I know people personally, like close to me, who say like, wow, like, I think what my mom or my dad did was wrong, but I still have to be the one to apologize.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. Like, maybe I'm lucky in that sense that, you know, if somebody does something I think is wrong, I'm not going to say sorry, man. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't
How make does sense that to feel? Me. How does that feel? Because that's not correct. Right? I do not relate.
Right. You know, maybe because my mom was, you know, she always kind of stood up for, like, if she felt like she was being wronged, she would stand up for herself.
Yeah.
And I guess I kind of carried over, like, I guess maybe I picked up that trait. But just when if I don't agree with something, even if it's a family member, I'll tell them. And I'm like, I don't think you should do that, or I don't think that's right. But I know a lot of people that will look the other way and just kind of bite the bullet. And I understand why they do it. But like this Kulot girl, she's, in a sense, I mean, it's not exactly the same thing, mm-hmm. but she's kind of going against the typical Filipino tradition. I don't even know if that's the right word, but I get why this is a big kind of story-ish. You know, I get why people are conflicted on this as well, but I also understand, like, this is a pretty big deal, like something that should be talked about. And that's why we're kind of discussing it here. But yeah, I mean, you just mentioned right now, like, how does it feel? Because you probably went through something similar.
There were, you know, it is, I feel like it is ingrained in my mind already that when it's a family member or even just somebody older than me or an authority figure, there is just no bell in my head that kind of signals me that they can do wrong. Although I do know that, let's say, my feelings get hurt. Yes. Yeah. But parang walang bell sa utak ko na parang, hey, you have to tell them otherwise. You have to tell them that they hurt you, that you have to tell them that they're wrong. But it just doesn't come naturally to me, if I can say that. Yeah.
You mentioned, like, people who are important or, like, maybe like your bosses or whatnot. I saw a thread, kind of semi-related, about sick leaves here, right? For example, sick leaves in the Philippines, a lot of employers require you to get a med cert, which is, I mean, and I don't know if that's because employees fake being sick just to go, you know, not work. But the thing is, if you don't feel like you can go to work and work properly, you shouldn't need to give any sort of excuse or reason. You know what I mean? But that fear of upsetting somebody in a position of power is something that has a whole, because in the US, you don't do that, really. You can't, your boss can't ask you, why were you sick? Like, it's not right. They can't do that.
Exactly. And I feel like
what has to change here in the Philippines in the terms of the family structure and the, you know, I guess the positions of power, can that change in your opinion? What do you think? Is it possible?
I think it's at this point, it can be a personal journey. You know what I mean? But then again, it can also be, like, let's say for people who are already working, who are already adults, who are also already going through that, it can be a personal journey. But I guess if you have kids, you know, if you have kids, if you're planning to have a family, maybe have that conscious decision for, you know, to make your kids realize that you are an autonomous person. You are an individual with your own thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because for me, what I would do before is that I would just literally follow what the authority figure would say, and it their opinion and their outlook on me matters so much to the point that I abandon myself. I abandon what I felt. I abandon, you know, everything that I believe in just because an authority figure, a parent or somebody older than me, says otherwise. And it's just, I don't think it's okay. I'm not sure if, you know, like, because I don't have a kid, I'm not sure if, like, you know, parents are willing to do that right now, because, like I said, it's ingrained in our culture, in our society. You see and you hear it from a lot of people na parang, you know what I mean? Na parang yun yung ginagawa lang natin. It's such a, for me right now, it is such a personal journey. Whenever, let's say, a person of authority would hurt me, grabe yung parang laban sa loob ko na, should you report them? Should you tell them that you know, they hurt your feelings. Because up until now, just 2 weeks ago, that happened to me. And I did not say a single thing. And I am still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it. Na parang, should I have spoken up? Kasi hindi siya natural sa akin eh. Na sana, in that moment, I kind of said, wait a minute. Kasi, okay, here's the deal. Na parang, may sinabi yung authority figure na to that I was doing wrong. But then again, I wasn't actually doing it. They were just assuming that I was doing it. And sana, sinabi ko na at that time. But no, I kind of let it slip because that wasn't me.
Right.
But yeah, like you said, kulot is kind of like going against the grain.
And it should be the start of something, because I feel like, I mean, I'd like to think that this generation, us plus younger, are kind of moving towards that, a more outspoken, a more, I don't even know if progressive is the right word, because like, you're, I mean, I would say progressive, but having that, and like you really, I think what really hit home, what you said is, it starts from the being a kid. And the fact, you know, the you being the parent, for example, being the one saying, you know, you have feelings that are valid. You are an autonomous being, even though autonomous being is probably not the word you would want to use with a kid right away. I mean, maybe, but like that's a complicated concept for a lot of kids. But if you just something as simple as like you know, if you don't feel something, then you don't have to feel it. Or if you do feel something, then you have every right to do so. And I think that's the bottom line of it.
Yeah. That's why I really love it. Remember I listened to a podcast called My Favorite Murder. And aside from them talking about, you know, like true crime and whatever, they do a lot of like self-help talk. And they're really good at it. And they released a book. And the first chapter of the book is called Fuck Politeness. Okay. Excuse my French. But it's called Fuck Politeness. And it basically tells you that you have to practice fucking politeness in most cases and a lot of times in your life, because sometimes we smile through the pain, we smile through the embarrassment, and we smile through the awkward situations you don't want to be in. But that's the thing. That's when you abandon yourself. You put yourself in danger in a lot of times when you don't fuck politeness. So it's such a good book, and I think it's such a good concept as well.
One of the best sellers in like up until now is the Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck,
and
a lot of that book kind of speaks on, I mean, maybe not specifics like maybe in that How I Met Your Murder book, but it's similar.
My Favorite Murder.
Wait, what did I say?
Thinking How I Met Your Mother.
You know what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's why, like, the reason it's a bestseller is because people are kind of, people who have been in your shoes and shoes of, like, all these people. And it's not just specific to the Philippines, because it's one of the bestsellers in the United States. I think people are starting to take notice that, hey, man, this is our life. This is our one life to live, and we need to make the best of it. And to make the best of it, you really do have to stand up for yourself in all aspects of life. And I think
ang hirap kasi.
I know, it's hard. It's hard. And you know, Americans get a bad rep for being very, you know, like my freedom, you know, freedom of speech. But a lot of that, you know, like being outspoken and stuff, does have good qualities and good points about it. You know, because here, if somebody cuts you in line, most people wouldn't say shit.
I know.
But if you do that in the States, you're going to get called out. I see a lot of New York videos. It's a Twitter called New Yorkers in Real Life or some shit like that. Man, there's some crazy stuff happens in New York, and you have to be able to talk and say something and say like, fuck that.
You know what? So, that is the reason why whenever I travel to another country, I always make sure that I kind of look like, you know, it's obvious that I'm a tourist.
Right.
So whenever I do something kind of like out the line or whatever, para isipin na, oh, you know, she's just a tourist. but it's such an important conversation. So I think this is such a good conversation like starter. And hopefully, like, you know, like a conversation within the family setting. And I do remember, you know, like, and I'm actually kind of glad that this happens like on national TV, that these conversations happen on national TV, and a lot of people kind of like question what we're used to as Filipinos, na parang, yeah, oh, ano, bakit natin yun ginagawa sa mga bata? Or bakit natin to ginagawa? So, yeah.
So if you're a parent, maybe take note, you know?
Take
if you
note.
Are a parent. I know we have some people that have like babies, right? We talk about babies on here all the time. I know some parents have babies. So, and I, you know, I feel like if they listen to this podcast, they're already kind of like in that zone already. Like, you know what? They're good people and they want to make sure their kids, but you know, you never know. There's some people who might listen who are like, my word is law. Like, maybe try to think about it in a different light. Yeah. Any more thoughts on the Showtime thing?
Kulot. I
Any
was just thinking, actually, I was just thinking that I wonder how the parents feel about their relationship being broadcasted.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a different topic entirely.
It is. Yeah, it's a little out there, but I mean, it's out there.
Yeah. On Twitter, by the way, just before we end this, I've been seeing a lot of Showtime moments that define me. And then there's a lot of great, I don't know if you have a favorite one. One of my favorite ones is the pancit, and like they're talking about pancit, and then Ann Curtis is like, yes, with lots of cheese. So, dude, you should look up that clip. It's so funny.
Ba yun yung ano? Isn't that like a thing that Irwin made a video, I guess,
related to the meme. But kasi kala ni Ann, they were talking about spaghetti. Like, she made a mistake.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking funny, that video clip. Just look it up. Showtime pancit, and just look for that clip on YouTube. It's so funny.
One of the moments on Showtime that kind of, you know, stuck with me was when there's this one like guest judge that kind of said something offensive about gay people. Na parang, parang bakla, parang ganon. And then Vice kinda right away like stood up. Parang sinabi niya na, it's not word for word, but it's like, oh, bakit? Eh, so what? Kung para siyang bakla. Oh, bakit? As in, like, there was an on-air conversation about it. It was so awkward, but I felt like it was such a strong move from Vice Ganda, and, you know.
Right.
So it's just so important. So, yeah. So that's that for Kulot.
Right. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's talk our final TD for today before you go to Adi. But we're talking about James Reed and Issa Pressman. So we talked about, I believe we talked about this maybe a couple of years ago when James and Nadine broke up, and that was like the biggest news in all of the Philippines. And then there were rumors swirling about James Reed dating Issa Pressman, even as far back as even when James and Nadine were together. There were rumors swirling. There were very like blurry pictures that showed that was James and Issa, like, were they kissing in the same place while Nadine was there? But that was kind of just, you know, that kind of faded away for a while, but then it kind of blew up again last week, or maybe almost 2 weeks ago, during the Harry Styles concert in Manila. James Reed and Issa Pressman each posted a little video of each other being at the concert together, and it sparked a rumors of, they call it soft launch, which I think is a Gen Z thing that they say. Was that something that they said back in the day, soft launch? No, right?
It could be.
No, right? Soft launch, right? So they
before
soft launch. Yeah, I don't think I've only heard that phrase like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Soft launching. So they kind of soft launched their their romance. And I only just checked it before we recorded that they actually shared a new IG post, which I haven't seen yet except for in this article, and it kind of confirms that they are together because they posted another picture together. And it kind of sparked discussions between fans. A lot of people are mad at James. Mm-hmm. If you go to the comments section, they're saying like, I'm unfollowing you. I'm not a fan. I stand with Nadine. So there's that aspect, because people thought that maybe this has been going on since then. But James Reed posted an IG story in response to these hateful comments and whatnot towards him and to Issa Pressman, saying like, you know, it's not word for word, but in his story, he basically said, I rarely address like these comments, these kind of hateful comments, but whatever you heard in the past, those rumors, they were just rumors. And he said something along the lines of, I'm in like a really good, happy place right now. I'm happier than I've ever been, happiest I've been, or something like that. So people are also saying like Issa Pressman shouldn't be dating James Reid because she is really good friends with Nadine. And I guess that's something like we should talk about. Do you think it's right? Is it wrong? Can you do that?
Before we go there, okay, just for people who don't know who James and Issa Pressman and Nadine is, for people who are probably listening from another country or something, this is kind of like the Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly that. It's exactly that.
So it's kind of like that, like a lot of chatter from a lot of other people and their fans, but not from them. So here's the thing. I honestly, when you said that, you know, people are saying that Issa Pressman shouldn't be dating James Reid because, you know, she used to be friends with, she's friends with Nadine and stuff like that. But why?
Yeah, I feel like it's fair. Like there's nothing wrong with
it. I think it's fair, especially because I don't know. Unless they said otherwise publicly before, na parang, oh, you know, I don't actually agree with my friends dating my ex. Mm-hmm. But if let's say if Nadine is okay with it, nobody's getting hurt. Also, they're adult human beings that, you know, they're dating each other, they're single. Mm-hmm. Parang I feel like there's really nothing wrong with that. Although, unless kunwari si Nadine na nagsabi na parang, guys, nasasaktan ako na nagde-date kayo, but if it doesn't really, if they didn't really say anything, then again, I do get the whole fandom thing because you're a fan of Nadine, if you're a fan of you will be hurt for Nadine.
Right.
And gets it. And then did you see the post of Yassi Pressman, which this is probably like from weeks ago?
A couple days after, I think.
Yeah, she posted a photo with Nadine saying that, guys, you have to think before you click, think about the words that you say on social media and think about the things that you see that they're not always the truth. Don't be so quick to point fingers, blah, blah, blah. And I think I don't know if it helped the whole conversation because I feel like the fire,
I don't think so.
The fire is still burning with Nadine and James, you know, like their love team fans.
Yeah.
And it's still there. But yeah, parang for me kasi, if I don't hear anything from these people, then where is the issue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the same sort of way.
But how about you? Do you believe that they're in a relationship?
I mean, based off this new photo, I think so. Because when the first like Harry Styles content came out, I was like, What does that mean? Are they, maybe they're just friends? Because they've been, you know, they're in the same circle, right?
Yeah.
But when this new photo obviously confirms it, I think, I mean, it looks obvious that they're together. But still, like you said, unless Nadine has publicly stated, but even if I guess that's where I go against the grain. Even if Nadine said, I'm hurt by this, the fact that if they want to date each other, like, what can you do?
I know. It's not like
I know. What can you do? You can't do anything, right? I mean, obviously, it's a little bit messed up. Or if that was the situation, and I wouldn't probably, if I was Nadine and she publicly stated, I don't like this, and then they continue to do it, I probably wouldn't be friends with both of them.
I know.
Right?
I would be like, that's your problem.
That's it. F-O, right? As they say here, F-O.
F-O.
But if they want to date each other, there's nothing you can do. Literally nothing you can do. And no amount of hate or fandom or whatever. I mean, I hope the hate and whatever doesn't dissuade them from pursuing. If this is really what they want, like if this is really what makes them happy, James Reid says he's happy, then who are we to say no?
Exactly. Right? And
who are we to say no?
I mean, like, it is a little, you know, it doesn't sit right with a lot of people. But like you said, you know, they're both adults, consenting adults. No, they're not, you know. Kumbaga parang they're not breaking any laws.
No. Exactly.
None. Yeah. It's just, I guess, it's just the hot topic right now. But how about you personally, let's say, you know, one of your closest friends, they date your ex.
Yeah. I mean, if they were my closest friend, they would probably ask me. And they wouldn't ask me, but they would say like, hey, they would show intent. Like, because even if they asked me, even if I said no, what if they wanted to, I can't do anything.
Exactly.
Right? Right. And I have, just from personal experience, not me personally, but I have a lot of friends in high school. I mean, if you, this is high school, I'm sure you have friends in high school that dated a girl and then another friend dated her. I think it's normal.
Yeah.
I have friends that dated the same girl and they're still friends. My friends are still friends with each other because it's life. It just happens.
That's how it is, guys. I think that's what dating is.
Yeah.
That's what dating is. You don't claim somebody to be yours forever just because you dated them once.
Right.
But you know what?
Now, if the rumors were true, it's fucked up. I would agree. Like, it's fucked up. If the rumors before that they were going involved. That there was cheating, it's fucked up. But even then, man, if they end up together at the end of the day, and they, let's say they get married, if that's something in their cards, then that's the path they chose, and they found each other in probably not the best way, but they found each other, and that's how they met. I mean, that's it. End of story. Nothing
end
else.
Of story.
Nothing else you can do or say. That's it, man.
Honestly, ako kasi, with me, like, I'm the type of person that when I break up with somebody, I literally have no idea, or I have no, like, wala na akong any sort of connection. So if, like, let's say I do find out that they're dating, let's say, a friend or whatever, I'd be okay. That's your problem now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, if you weren't together, like, it ended for a reason. Unless the reason out was cheating, which I kind of would. But if you guys ended separately, like, outside of, you know, cheating, for example, and then they went on to someone else, like you said, that's your problem now. It didn't work out for us. Hopefully, good luck to you.
Yep. Right? Yeah. That's so, it, man.
Yeah, man. Any more thoughts on Issa Pressman, James that Reid, and Nadine Lachey? Wapow?
Wapow.
Wapow. And the last thing, we're doing some odd.
Diba?
Odd Diba, where we talk about odd stuff, weird things that pop up online and just in the world in general. And we're talking now about what has been dubbed the meme Dope Francis. Not Pope, but Dope. D-O-P-E. Like dope. Like cool. See, me explaining that makes me not cool, right? Dope Francis. It is an AI-generated series of images depicting Pope Francis in, a big white puffer jacket that you would probably imagine maybe Drake would be wearing, or some hip-hop superstar, right? And it gained a lot of traction when it went on Twitter and it was posted, and it tricked a lot of people. There are people, like, you know, celebrities saying, like, I need to know, is that picture real? Like, they were tweeting stuff like that. Is that real? And it just goes to show the power of artificial intelligence now, and all these, you know, we've talked about it in the past, deep fakes technology. And I talked to Rika about it before the podcast, that I saw on Twitter, or maybe it was TikTok, someone created like a voice artificial intelligence that emulates the voice of Kanye West. So they overlaid this AI over different songs, and they were able to put Kanye West's voice over the voice of the actual singer, and it sounds like a Kanye West song. It's fucking insane how, like, artificial intelligence is. Do you talk about it in school? Do you guys talk about ChatGPT? Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Do you talk about that shit in school?
Yes. And I follow this one a ChatGPT influencer on Twitter that like does a lot of like tips and tricks with a lot of AI stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's just that maybe it's not something that I kumbaga para integrated sa life ko right now. But yeah, I know a lot of people who use it.
Yeah. So to the Leche fans who are unfamiliar, look it up. Chat and then the letters GPT. It's this artificial intelligence program where basically you can ask it to do stuff, like type stuff. And it will generate things, like it can generate essays, it can generate like ideas, and it's pretty nuts because it can generate entire essays for people,
yeah,
right? And where was this, right, when I was in high school?
But that's the thing. I think you know, in the world of academia, they know about it.
They do. They do.
That they have other softwares and, you know, websites that they also use to check if it's not your own. And plus,
but
you know
how?
What?
Like, how can you combat that? Like, if it's, you know, because I haven't used it myself, But I don't know how they would be able to catch that if it's like, let's say it's just words. If you copy paste those words onto a Word document and change up a few things, like, how can you ever say, exactly, like, was this really you? Was this an AI? You can't tell.
And plus, if they do, let's say they go on ChatGPT, would they generate the same thing?
I don't.
You know what I mean?
I get what you mean. Like, if somebody typed the same exact prompt, would they get the same exact answer? Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but you know what, for me, because I've been writing a lot of essays for school and it's been so tempting to use ChatGPT. But here's the thing. I think they were really smart in making our essay writing assignments because what they would do is they would actually ask us for our own experiences. So it's not, nobody can like look it up online and go to ChatGPT because what they're asking for our essay is our own experience. Like, did you actually go out and interview someone? So feeling that may be a way for the academia to
combat,
to kind
that.
Of like counter that.
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
These should be from your own experiences and, you know, not just something that you look up online. So could be. They're pretty smart.
Yeah, it would work in that case. But like if in other like more general cases, like write about this chapter in this book. The AI can do that now. It's so
exactly.
Nuts, so you add that. I mean, people are worried about the future for jobs. You know, everything can be automated. There's a lot of jobs that can now be automated because of AI, or at least when it develops, right?
Can you imagine, though, like somebody would put all of our episodes on an AI generator or whatever, and then they make an episode for, oh my God, that would be creepy.
Whose voice would you want to be? Whose face and voice would you want to be?
Jessica Chastain, please.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jericho Rosales playing the role of me.
Actually, you know what? I want to go with Heart Evangelista.
Oh shit! That'd be crazy,
right?
Oh, but I mean, just going back to Dope Francis, if you look at the photos, if you peer in closer, it's not perfect. You know, just at first glance, it looks real as fuck.
Yeah,
really. Like at least some of them. There's one with him in the club. I'm like, no, that's not Dope. He's in the club. No way. But the other ones, damn. It's crazy. Yeah.
But there is a photo out there that Pope Francis was wearing like a kind of like a pop the collar moment, and it's real. Yeah, it's like a white coat na parang medyo nakataas yung collar.
That's the whole point. Like we're moving into the place of where we have to question everything online.
I know.
Is it real? Is it not? Right?
Oh,
it's like that Kanye West one really tripped me out, I swear, because you know, I don't know, I'm not a full-time voice actor by any means, but I imagine the future of voice acting, like the voice actors out there, they must be terrified.
Oh, yeah.
They must be fucking terrified. And I don't know what other jobs could potentially take, you know, be taken over by AI, but it's a scary thought. You know, it's a scary thought. And then, of course, the whole Terminator or AI, can they be autonomous? Like, did you read about that? I don't know if it's true. I just remember hearing about it. Like Facebook had an AI before, but they shut it down because they developed a language of its own and they were talking to each other.
What the hell?
I think we talked about that on the podcast. Like that shit is crazy to me. That shit is so scary.
That shit is like, do you remember that one like robot villain on The Incredibles? The big sphere? Where
Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's para siyang kalaban sa Incredibles and then tama ba? The Incredibles.
I don't remember.
The family,
but I only remember the main bad
dude,
guy.
Dude, it's an AI that kind of like sees your fighting pattern and it learns on the spot. It's kind of like that.
It's like the bad guy in Black Widow, if you ever watch that.
It's like it learns on the spot how you fight so that it can counter all of your moves.
Yeah. Fuck, man. It's really scary. I mean, but I know there's a lot of upside to it as well. I mean, kind of just based off informal research, it will save a lot of money. It can like expedite processes that take hours if you're doing it manually. Mm-hmm. It can really change the world for good as well. But then you have to always anticipate like the crazy fallout that could happen. And honestly, I don't think we're going to, you and me and you know, everyone listening, we're probably not going to be alive to kind of experience robots taking over the world. I don't think so. But I'm kind of worried about, you know, generations from now, what's going to happen with when everything is automated and artificial intelligence is just like the standard. Who knows, man? Who knows? So any more thoughts on the AI dope Francis or just artificial intelligence in general?
That's it, you guys.
That's it, man.
That's it for the podcast. Actually, we were thinking of maybe doing like a video podcast soon. So if you want, you can join our Facebook group.
Yeah,
so
we've done it before.
See all the updates. Yes.
Yeah. follow us on social media, Halal the Show on Instagram. You can email us. We do have some emails. We'll save that for next week.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know everyone has a... what do you call it? Holy Week. If you live in the Philippines, Holy Week is next week. Is it Holy Week for everywhere in the world, though?
Like, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I think it's just Easter.
Oh, is it? I don't really know, man. But since it's Holy Week next week, we're going to take a little break as well. So hopefully everyone has a wonderful Holy Week. 9 hours of traffic on the NLEX is normal, so leave earlier, maybe.
Leave
9 hours earlier.
Oh, by the way, we've been posting videos on our new YouTube channel. So if you like vlog types and bouldering and climbing,
rock climbing,
go ahead and check out our new YouTube. It's called R Climb. So RCLIMBS. And we post videos. Yay.
Okay. And that's it. Enjoy the rest of your week and extra song. I love the show. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.